Welcome to On the Edge with April Mahoney Brains. You are back at the spot, at your favorite location, a place where the conversation is pointed, the guests are sharp, and the responses are never dull. Today, we are going to Nebraska, and we are visiting with Jamie Haith. I met Jamie at this pretty swanky event. We were at a penthouse mastermind here in San Diego. She was one of the facilitators, the keynote speaker. And she gave such a compelling testimony of her redemption, her recovery, and how she is thriving, not only thriving, but pouring into others with her speaking, coaching, and really helping them up level when they are in a time of flux. So she's going to share with us about that. She works for workforce consulting by day, but she works for the people at night. Thank you so much, Jamie, for being here with me on the edge. It's still so good to see you again. You're looking fabulous.
Thank you so much, April. I'm very excited to be here, everybody. Hello, brains.
Hey. Tell my brains how you show up in the world.
Oh gosh, how do I show up? That's a loaded question. But basically, addict raised through trauma, turned single mom, six-figure powerhouse. So I was raised through some adversity at a young age, found myself pregnant, decided to skip the college life and go into motherhood. And as I battled my addictions again, I found myself kind of in the corporate world as a functioning addict. Mm. Long story short, found sobriety. And now by day, I'm a workforce consultant for healthcare staffing companies or for a healthcare staffing company. We work with hospitals on overcoming adversities that they're seeing and strategizing with their workforce. And then at night, what I'm doing is my mission is ensuring that other people don't feel alone as I once did. When I was on my journey, I was very alone and in a position where curiosity saved my life. So sharing how curiosity, grace, and creating your own courage can save yours as well has been my mission at night.
It's wonderful how you woke up one day and you said, you know what? I've had enough. So you said that you struggled with addiction and then you broke free. Then you went back and then you broke free again. What was your aha moment? What was this last awakening? And you said, you know what? This is just not for me.
You know, it's actually more of a story than a day. And I want to take it back to being sober curious. It's a phrase that I love to hear and I love to use it. And it can be used in anything. So you can be sober curious. You can be gym curious. You can be whatever curious, right? But I was sober curious. I found myself in a position one morning, extremely ill, by myself in my apartment, going through a life-changing situation, I would say, from personal matters. And I found myself just cold, alone, sitting there. How did I get there? I just kept saying, how did I get there? And I found myself questioning myself over and over and over. And looking back now, that was curiosity coming back in. We're born and put on this earth to create, okay? And in order to create, we have to be curious. And it was phenomenal. And I'm extremely appreciative, Brains, of being able to have that moment in my life and really see curiosity do its magic at such a pivotal moment, right? So it was that time I decided, I asked enough questions to lead myself to giving grace and then giving myself the courage to come up with maybe some solutions or ideas. I dove into the gym. I got sober for about 10 months and I went and I won a bikini bodybuilding competition. I just dove right in. Sober curious is who I was. I drank occasionally from time to time. And as I consumed more content on health, I consumed more content on addiction, on adversity, I gave myself more tools, really is what I was doing. By educating myself, I was able to just make a decision one day. And so that was the day I decided to get sober, which was about five years and 2 months ago. But about 7.5, 8 years ago is when I got sober curious. So it's a loaded question in kind of two parts.
Okay, so that's still a little ambiguous when you say sober curious.
Yeah.
Wondering what it felt like not to have this addiction every day, what it felt like to be quote unquote normal, whatever that is.
Right. Yeah. So basically, Sober Curious was my way of allowing myself an out. I was a single mom. I had a great job that I couldn't miss, but I needed help. I realized I did. I had zero idea what to do other than rehab, and that was not a choice for me. I did not feel as though that was an option for me. So instead, I consumed content. And by consuming that content, I just was more curious every day about different things by asking more questions. So that's what kind of led me to, you know what? We can all be curious in anything that we do, whether it's addiction, whether it's adversity, whether it's at work. It's not needing to go somewhere and having somebody tell us this, right? In those four walls or going to therapy, right? We have it in ourselves. It's a tool that we have that society has decided to dull for us the older we get. So really asking yourself questions about a different perception, a different situation, a different outcome is a great way to start that curiosity wheel and allow yourself to become your own therapist and give yourselves the tools to step forward.
Again, like you said, give yourself grace, but also looking at that and looking at your responsibility, taking ownership. You
Absolutely.
know, it's a three-prong or four-prong effect. You have
Yeah.
to do it, and you have to show up, and you have to do the work, and you have to praise yourself and pat yourself on the back and say, hey, okay, I've got through this 6 hours. I've got through this 24 hours. The next day, the next day, the next day. How old is your child?
He's 11.
He's 11. So he kind of went on this journey with you.
He sure did. Yep. Bless his soul.
And that was definitely a reason for you to continue to push forward and thrive. You said that you had some adversity growing up. Do you think that this could have been an offshoot of generational trauma?
Absolutely. I'm big on generational trauma and me being where it stops in my timeline. So, although I have exposed my son to addiction as my parents did me, right? I have broken the pattern just enough to make a difference. And that's what's very important when I talk about generational trauma or when I talk about being curious, right? Is if you can break the pattern by just a sliver, it's breaking the pattern. It doesn't have to be by a mile. It can be by half a centimeter, and it still breaks the pattern for anybody in front of you generationally and behind you. It releases that. So, as we're, you know, this kind of goes into one of my keynotes. It's called hashtag healthier, where we take our habits and we overcome our addictions by taking very small steps forward. Instead of going from 0 to 100, you go 0 to 0.5, 0.5 to 1. You make it very, very palatable to break it down like that. And I think that's the same thing with breaking generational trauma or having that viewpoint that it doesn't have to be monumental. By just catching yourself 30 seconds sooner before that response is breaking the pattern.
And what people do is they don't give themselves that grace. They don't even take time to catch their breath. And I totally can see, you know, thank, you know, goodness I've never had an addiction. It may be, you know, a love addiction or food addiction. Everybody's addicted to something. It doesn't have to
Right.
actually be a particular substance. You know, and there's a stigma, a real bad stigma with women. You know, because women are mothers and we're not supposed to do this and yada, yada, yada. What would you say to a woman that is struggling right now?
Be curious. I use this phrase all the time, and it's over and over. But be curious. Give yourself grace. And that's a lot easier than you think. You just make a decision and you have the ability to create your own courage by getting outside your comfort zone. But first and foremost, be curious. Ask questions. You don't have to commit to it right away. You don't have to come up with the answers. You don't have to have, you know, all of it put together in order just to think about it. Just
Right.
daydream. Get curious about it because our bodies, when we put out that frequency law of attraction, what you put out, you get back. If you get curious about it and you just allow yourself to think about what you wanted to happen or what you wish or what could be or whatever, that allows that energy to go out and attach to that actual outcome to come back to you. So that's what I would say. Be curious.
You say be curious. Now, what would you say to the functioning addict? You know, I had a person in my family that would kill it from the time they got home, maybe like 9 o'clock till 2, 3 o'clock in the morning, get up, shower, and go to work as if there was nothing going on. People think that there's a certain rhythm, you know, mm-hmm. you have to do a certain thing. It's like when the body triggers. It's like, oh, you know, like after sometimes when people eat, they want a cigarette.
Yep.
Or, you know, they smell a certain thing and then they go right to food. What do you say to the functioning addict? Now, I know you say be curious as well, but I don't know how to really kind of phrase this because it is a trigger. How do they turn yep. that switch on and off?
Right.
It's incredible.
You know, and I think that's a great question because it leads me to what I talk about in one of my keynotes is create your own courage. So I was at one point that addict where I could own up to the fact that I was an addict that I wouldn't say that phrase. Let's be honest here. But I did know I had a problem. I knew I was functioning. I was sober curious. I was consuming content, but I was still drinking, right? I hadn't made that full jump. What I needed at that point, knowing all of that and being that functioning addict, right, is how to create my own courage. And what it comes down to is getting outside your comfort zone, facing that fear, and courage is on the other side of that. Mm. So you have to walk along or to and through the fear in order to get to the courage. That is the name of the game. That's the only option. To be courageous is to go against fear. Exactly. And when we're fearful, we're scared. When we're courageous, we're brave. But you can't go buy that off a shelf, right?
Right.
You can't buy it off a shelf, excuse me. You have to create it on your own. And that goes for every human being, no matter what. Creating our own courage and having the ability to also take the two steps before that, the grace and the curiosity. You take all of that together, create your own courage, and that's going to get you to the next step. And then you start the cycle all over again. You get curious about what being courageous is. You give yourself grace on what your answers are, and then you go against that fear. Mm.
And you do it. And then they work with a great person like you, Jamie, that will support them and encourage
Absolutely.
Them. You know, you don't have to be alone. Like you said, you felt alone. Do you realize, Brains, how many people is 8 billion people on the planet? Nobody ever has to be alone. You know, but in your own mind, you isolate and insulate yourself because it's a secret. There's a shame associated. There's pain. You know, there's torment. You don't know what you don't know. Again, you're not curious. You don't know what sobriety feels like because it's a new mm-hmm. normal. But when you greet yourself on the other side, Jamie, again, it's a new normal. You're waking up to something that has been unfamiliar for years. How do you handle that? You got to settle into that too. That's not easy.
Be honest, it's funny that you say that because I was just thinking about another point that I wanted to bring up. And it's our mission that once we're given this adversity, right? And once we've found the tools to get ourselves through that, and once you've gotten to the point of, let's say, 3 or 4 years sober, it doesn't become enough, if I can say that. It doesn't become enough to just wake up every day and be sober for myself. Because now I feel like I have been given a gift that everybody needs to know about. Mm-hmm. Everybody needs to know about it. So now what keeps me going isn't me anymore, which is amazing. It's helping other people get through it. So hopefully that answers your question.
Oh, no, I mean, that's your charge because I always tell people there's an ROI. What is the return on the investment? You're not just investing in yourself, but you're investing in other people. Sometimes it's money, sometimes it's fame, sometimes it's power, sometimes it's control, sometimes it's just a nurturing effect. What is your big charge? What lights you up after you see the success of someone that's worked with you?
Oh gosh. It's the random text messages where it's 10 o'clock at night and I get a text saying, "Hey Jamie, I'm 16 months sober and I wouldn't be sober without you." And I didn't meet them in the capacity of getting them sober. I met them in a corporate capacity in my day job and my influence and my inspiration of my day-to-day life and my mentality and my mindset inspired them to go do this. So that's what makes it so worth it for me. And that's why I love to speak as much. And that's really my wheelhouse is inspiring through doing. Sometimes I'm not sometimes, I'm a direct human being, April. I am no bullshit. I am
Oh,
direct brains.
I know
I,
you, honey.
working with me, like we are getting somewhere, okay? So fair warning, if you sign up for any of my courses, we're gonna get somewhere if that's what you're wanting results. But speaking is really where I have the ability to inspire through activity, through doing it, through living it, through life experience. I'm not somebody that's gonna consult on education of what I've read, right? So it's the taking that and seeing other people replicate that, hearing their results, and then them replicating it for others. There's multiple people that I've heard, "Hey, so and so got sober because I got sober, and I got sober because you got sober, and then I got sober because somebody else got sober." Now, sobriety is going to be the platform that I'm going to use, right? Because that's my story, that's my power, that's my superpower deep down. That's where I learned these tools, but apply it to anything that applies to you. An addiction is a habit that you utilize to mask emotions that you don't want to feel. And it's not that you don't want to feel them. You may not be educated enough to know that you're avoiding them or to be able to actually process them. And our body protects us by allowing us to consume and monitor and process different emotions at different times in our lives. So that was really kind of a long-winded tangent that I
No,
went on there.
I loved it. I was getting ready to say, "Preach, sister."
I get on that.
Well, no, I mean, you have a testimony. You have a testimony, a true testimony, and this is what people need to hear. It needs to be reinforced. We need to drill down, because you hear a lot of surface stuff. Oh, okay, I can do this or I can do that. But when you have somebody that's really in the trenches with you, that's rolling up their sleeve, that they're getting their hands dirty, that they're working the soil, helping you cultivate, helping you plant seeds to reap a harvest. That's love, brains, with a big L. You don't get that all the time. And also, you have your own stuff. So, what keeps you level-headed outside of the work, outside of your son, outside of the charge that you get from working with other people? What is like your daily habit? Are you still in the gym? Are you still bodybuilding? What is it that keeps you going?
I do love the gym. I do love to read, but my love is horses and dogs. I love animals, animal person all day long. But I love horses and dogs. We have four dogs, and I have one horse and in the process of some movement on the horse front. But basically, animals have been there for me from beginning to end of my life, and they've always been an out, and I have a special connection with them. So being able to really utilize them as my passion in my therapy is something important to me. And that's kind of how I keep it together is having them, the nonverbal unconditional love that I feel like I didn't receive through childhood, I received through my pets.
Right. And I hear that a lot. And our parents, I think they do the best that they can. We don't come out with a template. We wish that we did, some more than others. But again, it's that generational trauma, it's that epigenetics. It could have been three or four generations passed down. This is how we do it. Corporate punishment. People were getting whipped with extension cords and all that kind of stuff. That was the way that they disciplined. Now it's they don't discipline at all. It's finding that balance.
And it goes into forgiveness. Like I've gone through,
Absolutely.
forgiveness, right, with my trauma and my past and my parents. And I've done a lot of work on that. And I'm continuing, I'm 32 years old and I'm still working on this, right? And it's been a long-term thing, but what I have found is that forgiveness doesn't have to be the way that stigma looks at it, where I need to forgive you, and now we have to be best friends, and the relationship goes right back to where it was.
Right.
That's not the case. Forgiveness is grace in a customized way, in my eyes. It's where you're removing the stigma from it, you're removing the judgment, You're seeing the person for who they are and where they're at in their life at that time, or current, past, present, future, whatever, all of it, right? But you're meeting them where they're at and knowing that they were supposed to be doing exactly what they were doing at the exact time, because there's something bigger than us. And I firmly believe in that. You know, I oftentimes refer to it as universe, energy, source, whatever you want to be. But there are, you know, law of attraction. There's something bigger that, you know, than us out there. And that's exactly what was supposed to happen. And there wasn't ill intent behind that, because there was reasons for all of that. So being able to really see it from their perspective, putting yourself in those shoes, is a form of forgiveness. But you don't have to go back to being the exact way it was. Exactly. You can still have whatever you need to have, and your boundaries are extremely powerful and very important when it comes to that. But you can give forgiveness and allow that to not be negative energy going out. That's, I guess that's what I'm trying to get out here, is forgiveness for me is not putting any more negative energy out. It doesn't have to be positive, right? But maybe it's just neutral.
I'm telling you, for 32, honey, you are a winner. And
thank you.
32 is, you know, the age of maturity. You're getting that, because you just broke off the 20s.
Mm-hmm.
That was the curious stage, but you have really hit the nail on the head, and I can just see you going, you know, to your zenith point. What do people have to look forward to with working with you in your courses? And you have some upcoming courses and programs and speaking. Share that with us.
What they have to look forward to is freedom. Freedom from the constraints of stigma and the structures that society has forced us to live in. When working with me, you're going to find your authentic self through exploring curiosity. And that can look in so many different ways: by coming to a talk that I'm speaking at, by connecting with me virtually, by doing an individual coaching session, signing up for my academies, online programs, you name it. I'm a customized book of, I guess, your toolkit. I'm a customized toolkit for you. If you're going through something and my story resonates with you, I want to be able to build you a program that is financially fit for you, emotionally fit, spiritually fit, and it's fit with the goals that you want to accomplish, because you're going to get your life back and you're going to find your authentic self. But first, we just need to get curious on how we get there.
All right.
Upcoming talks. Yeah, I do have quite a few upcoming events. You can check it out on my website. Let's see, we're on this side. JamieHaithLLC.com. And then my lifestyle brand, Vibe High, Stay Curious, that kind of came about as I found my sobriety. And really that was my mojo that I went with. So that's also a very fun endeavor that I like to share with everyone. Elevate your energy, explore the unknown, and embrace your curiosity.
We have so much to look forward to. And let me just tell you, Brains, you'll hang on to every word. She's a captivating, compelling speaker. She works the room. People are excited by it. We just really, really enjoy her story, her testimony. So now let's ask some fun questions about you. We already know that you like horses and dogs.
Yep.
And we already know what your superpower is. If you were an appliance in the kitchen, Jamie Haith, what appliance would you be?
A toaster. It's funny, you didn't even finish that sentence and toaster came in my head and I was like, why toaster? Like, that was a weird gut. And I'm like, but toaster, we'll go with it. And I think it's very relatable to a phoenix. I have a phoenix tattoo and I resonate with phoenixes, how they burn down to ashes and they come back out. So you put in this piece of toast, right? And you put it down into the cooker and it comes out toasted and how you want it. So it really makes me think of the phoenix, where you kind of go down into the ashes and then you come back out this beautiful piece of toast.
Oh, that's beautiful. What's your favorite smell?
Ooh, lavender.
Lavender.
You can't tell by all the purple.
That's good. If your words had an odor, what would they smell like? Not lavender.
Ooh, grace.
That's beautiful.
I don't know if that's an odor, but that's what came to mind. I'm really big on gut feelings. Whatever comes to mind, that's what I like to go with.
Absolutely. If you had 3 magical wishes, anything, what would they be?
Oh, goodness. Free magical wishes. Freedom is the first thing that came to mind, was being able to allow myself that true freedom from stigma, right? Because although I preach it, although I talk about it, although I coach it and I speak about it, I still live it. And that's what allows me to be so powerful when I speak. So allowing, that freedom, which is a continuous thing. And I don't know that that's tangible either, to be honest with you. But it came to mind. Let's see. Second wish would be to eliminate the money mindset. This is a very strange one, but again, came to mind, is where everybody is so focused on a number. And maybe not, maybe it's just a number-based mindset,
Right.
where everybody's focused on a dollar amount. I'll be happy when I have $1 million, or I'll be happy when I make this much, or I'll be happy when this happens, or I'll be happy when I have X, Y, and Z followers, or whatever it might be, right? I'll be happy when. And we're so focused on the number, but we're not focused on the fact that humans generate that number. So I'd like to eliminate from the world being numbers based and get back to what I would think is the 70s and the 80s, even though I wasn't born yet, where everybody was happy-go-lucky and everybody was very invested in people and relationships and more of that hippie mentality, that love and what you put out, you get back, and really focusing back on the human beings and the human element of life, because that's really what we are and what we live for, right?
Absolutely.
Is not all this technology. And three, I would love to travel the world. I would love to travel the world. I think that there are so many, if you are not traveling, you're not learning. You don't learn anything from being inside your home, number one. So getting outside your home every day is very important, because you learn all sorts of things, whether you interact with people or not, from driving in the car to talking with people, but also getting outside your city. And getting outside of your country. I'm really big on traveling outside of the country, because that's where you get a taste of a whole different society. And that's where curiosity really allows you to kind of get going.
That wide-eyed wonder. I know I'm packing now and getting ready to go to Thailand.
My goodness.
Yeah, so it is going to definitely, but it's a spiritual quest. It's a calling there. It's a yearning. It was the same thing when I went to China. And people, they talk about, oh, Chinese this and Chinese that, and we don't want to do business with China. Baby, let me tell you, when you go there, it is off the chain. It is law and order. It's clean. The food is good. The people are nice. It's a whole different vibe. So you don't
Yeah.
know what you don't know. And again, curiosity is the key. In closing, Jamie, what do you want your legacy to be?
Ooh, my legacy. I want to make a difference. It really doesn't matter what. So many people want me to dial down on, like, exactly what do you want to do? My soul is all over the place. I've got 10,000 different pieces and, moving all at once, all of the time. I'm not a one-hit wonder person. So I think just making a difference in every single capacity is what I want my legacy. When I die, I want people to say, damn, she made a difference.
Well, you are making a difference. You've made a difference with me, my brains. You're impactful, you're insightful, you're clear, you're focused, you're a toaster. You just pop right up.
I have a toaster.
Thank you so much for being here. Please tell my brains again how to get in contact with you. We're going to put all of your upcoming events and all of your ongoing events in the show notes. Go back if you need a shot of inspiration, pour this in your little tequila cup. Love, inspiration, joy, positivity, curiosity. And you can get that right there with Jamie. Tell them how to get in contact with you, Queen.
Yes, jamiehaithllc.com. All of my information's on there. I'm also on all the social medias. At the Curiosity Coach is also my new TikTok. But yeah, check me out online. And if you ever want to venture around to lifestyle brand that elevates your energy, explore the unknown, and embrace your curiosity, check out Vibe High, Stay Curious.
I like that hat too. That's pretty boss.
Thank you. We've got them on sale.
All right. Well, I'm gonna check it out. I'm gonna go right on in there. Brains, I need you to love, like, share, and subscribe. Love, like, share, and subscribe. Go back, be curious, get more information, listen to good inspiration. If not for you, maybe you have a child, maybe you have a brother, maybe you have a cousin that might need this. Maybe you have a friend, hold their hand, walk them through this. Say, hey, I listened to this really cool young woman on April's podcast. Check it out. All right. You can't do better till you know better. Thank you so much, Jamie. You are the best.
Thanks, guys. Bye, brains.